Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and talk about the play of your team in that first period. A great first period by your team, despite giving up those two goals.
Yeah, no, we liked our start. Yeah, we thought we came out and we're doing the things that we wanted to do. We were working hard. I thought we did a pretty good job slowing them down in the neutral zone and protecting each line. Generated some quality chances. It was a little disappointing to be down 2-0 at the time, but like I said, there was a lot of good in that period.
Then the second period, they score one, but they could have been up a lot more. You got some great play out of your defensemen, especially Abby De La Rosa. She made a huge play there. I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but that reviewed play that the Gophers thought they had scored, she actually saved the puck right on the goal line. Helping out her goalie, that's huge. Talk about her play tonight.
Yeah, no question, Kelly. It was a big play by Rosie, and I thought you know we got in a little more trouble in the second period. They locked us in a few times. The third goal as a result. You know, we were out there for almost two full minutes, and we just got to make better wall plays. You know, we just got to have some poise. Sometimes making no play is better than trying to jam the puck up. And obviously Kerrigan played well for us. And again, we did some things offensively. We were going low to high. Our shots were getting through, but we just didn't have any net front. And again, we've been talking about that. And they don't make it easy. It's not easy to get inside the box, but that's where you got to go if you want to score goals. And, Lauren saw the shots from the point. She's going to stop those.
That third period got away from your team. You give up four goals. What was the message to your team about what do you need to do better tomorrow to not have that happen again?
Well, again, we just kind of remind them it's the little things. There's just, getting beat back to the net. A lot of that, I think every one of those goals was a rebound goal. They're all right in front of our net. And we've talked before, it doesn't do any good just to stand next to somebody. You got to get sticks. And I was tough. I was a little frustrated because I thought we left Kerrigan hanging out all by herself, and she kept battling and, was making saves, and they're getting second shots, and that's on us.
Well, you think when your goaltender makes 43 saves on a night that the score would be much closer. She did play a great game. Going into tomorrow, what's the message to your team as you have tonight to kind of rest, have some food and get ready for tomorrow?
That's a new day, new opportunity, Kelly. That's the way you got to look at it. It's when we'll take a look at the film. Look at, obviously there's things we know we can do better. A lot of them are little things. It's not skill related. We just have to be better on our end. And one thing about them is they're extremely good in the one-on-ones, and they get you into those situations with the way they play offensively. That's somewhere where your inexperience will show, but. Hey, we just got to come out tomorrow and battle.
And typically Bemidji State does in those second games. Coach, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. And